Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Here's another thing got to answer. How did her daughter get an evil spirit? She wasn't just walking home from school one day and, oops, I stepped in a devil. Oh, how did this happen? What kind of stuff is going on in their house or around? You understand what I'm saying? These things don't just happen by accident. They happen by being around the wrong things. Wouldn't have had to been at home. It could have been somewhere else, but probably home was not a good place. Canaanites. And so let's keep reading. Go back to the passage there in Matthew. He said, I'm not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Verse 25. And having come, she was bowing to him and saying, Sir, help me. If there was any pretension, I believe it's gone now. Amen. Come on, can you see this? She's not using Son of David phraseology. She's not trying to act like she's something she's not or she knows something. She bows. Everybody say bows, bows, bows. She bows down in front of him. Sir, help me. Amen. Humility. Somebody say humility. Humility. And to receive something from the Lord, so many times we've been further off than we realize we've been. We've been more proud. We've been more defiant than we imagine that we've been. And if you come to Him, yes, He wants you healed. Yes, He wants you delivered. Yes, He wants your needs met. But there's something else He wants more. He wants your heart saved and right with Him. Come on, you understand? And a lot of times you come to Him. I want this. I need this. I got to have this now. If you'll really listen, He'll say, I know, but come here. You and I need to talk. I know you need it, but come on up here. Come close. And you need to come boldly, but humbly. Confidently, but humbly and meekly, willing to be taught, willing to be corrected. And if you'll listen, a lot of times He'll say to you, I know you need this, but we need to talk about how you got here. Because if it's not fixed, you're going to wind up back in the same place. Right. Short or worse, in a short man, He may say, we need to talk about this. And the correct response from us, when He tells us things that's not complimentary, we're to say, truth, Lord. Yes, you hadn't been living right. Truth, Lord. You didn't do what I told you to do. Truth, Lord. And in God's blessings, the way up is down. If you humble yourself, you'll be lifted up. Is that right? And so you just keep humbling yourself. You just keep, see, and boy, that grates the flesh. That grates the pride. Pride wants to stick his chest out and go, I'm an American. I don't bow to nobody. Not even Jesus. No, friend, we need to be quick. Bow the knee. Quick, put your nose in the carpet. Get real with, quit quoting something you heard somebody else say. He knows what you know and what you don't know. Get as real with Him as you know how to be. And if you're, the Bible said, the ones that are of a contrite heart and humble, He'll hear them. They'll be close to Him. He'll deliver them. He'll save them. He'll heal them. There's scriptures in Isaiah, scriptures in other places. Can you see? She just kept going down. Humbling herself. Is that right? Wouldn't talk to her. What'd she do? She took another step down. They said, send her away. She said, oh, I'm staying. He said, it's not right to throw it to the dogs. She said, yeah, but puppies get crumbs. Right? Why is she in the book? Why? What's different about her? Having come to Him, she bowed to Him. She said, sir, help me. I believe this is heart. She's real. 26. He answering said, it's not good to take the children's bread and cast it to the little dogs. And she seized on that word, little dogs. She said, yeah, little dogs, that's right. She said, but Lord, the little dogs, they get the crumbs that fall from their Lord's table. What's she saying? She's saying, Lord, you're right. We Canaanites live like dogs, ungodly, vile. I don't deserve anything. I'm nobody. I got no covenant. I got no rights. But little dogs get crumbs. And that's all I need, Lord. I just need some crumbs for my girl back home. That's all I need. I believe a big smile came across his face. Do you understand how significant this is? I've already said it, but this transcends the age of grace. It transcends a time of covenant. It transcends boundaries. What caused her to reach across and get something she had no right to? Her faith. Oh, somebody say her faith. And if she could get that where she was and coming from where she was, why can't we, as a child of God, that the bread belongs to, why couldn't we lay hold of what we need? We can. But we got to have some of the same attitude. This humility, this humbling of yourself, this humbling of you, bowing before Him and acknowledging that what He says is true. Being willing to make the adjustment, being willing to make the change. Verse 28, Jesus answering said unto her, O woman, great is your faith. Now, she's not just a Canaanite little dog. She's a woman. The Greek word here is megas. She's a woman of megas faith. Let it be to you as you will. And her daughter was healed from that hour. Glory to God. Somebody say, glory to God. Glory to God. Thanks be to God. Thanks be to God. A mother's faith, a delivered daughter, a compassionate Jesus, megas faith. Is He the same today? Can we see great results from great faith? It's not as complex, it's not as mysterious as people imagine it to be. You just got to put a lid on and turn the switch off on this defiant pride and entitlement. Come on, can you see this, friends? You got to get a hold of yourself and tell yourself to shut up and bow your knee and humble yourself in front of Him and be teachable, be correctable. Anything the Lord tells you, He's right. Yes. If you don't like what He said, help me out. He's right. Huh? If you don't want to deal with what He said, still, He's right. If you don't agree with Him, you're wrong. And He's right. Oh, somebody say, He's right. Every time. About everything. He's right. He's right. But no matter how far off you've gotten, repentance is a gift. It's a gift. Anybody remember 1 Corinthians 11? He said, if you judge yourself, what? You will not be judged. Oh, hallelujah. Instead of getting the bad thing you deserve to get, you won't get that. You'll get the good thing you didn't deserve to get. Mercy. Can you say glory to God? Stand on your feet, everybody. Let's give thanks to the Lord. And in our hearts, let's humble ourselves. I know it's not always convenient to prostrate yourself in between the rows there with everybody around, but when you get home this afternoon or tonight or sometime, It'd be good to just prostrate yourself in front of the Lord, especially if you hadn't done it in a while. Humble yourself. He's the Almighty, Creator of heavens and earth. My every breath depends on Him. The light of my thinking depends on Him. We can do it in our heart right here, right now. Say it out loud. Close your eyes. Say, Father God, You are the Almighty. I believe in You. Creator of heavens and earth. Perfectly holy and righteous and just and true and good. And I have faith in Your Son, Jesus, the Messiah, King of kings and Lord of lords. I have faith in what He's done for us on the cross, that He's been raised from the dead. I believe it, and I receive Jesus as my Lord, as my Savior, as my Redeemer. Jesus, I confess You, Lord of my life. I will always follow You, and with Your help, serve You and please You. You're right, Lord, about everything, and I humble myself under the mighty hand of God. I acknowledge how awesome Your power is and how vast Your wisdom and knowledge and understanding is. I am just of a few days next to You. I know nothing, but I know You, and I depend on You, and I humble myself before You, and I have faith in You, and I trust in You. And being Your child, I lay hold of the children's bread. I take some right now. I know I don't deserve it, but You gave it to me anyway. I receive it. I take it into myself. Let it work in my body and in my mind, in my spirit, to make me whole and restore me and make me strong. Anything, any evil work, or any evil thing that ought not be there, I command it to go, to leave, be removed, be gone in Jesus' name.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.